Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
And the first thing is our attitude has to be one of hope. And so we have to consistently remember and remind each other that the cultural moment is a moment. The story of the world is the story of the creation and restoration of all things. What Jesus says in his revelation, behold, I make all things new. We've got to believe that God is reconciling the world to himself and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Hope is the story of the world, not this cultural moment. The second thing is that aim for the middle. We need to be informed, but being informed is not the same thing as being engaged. And so we need to be not only informed, but engaged, and aiming at the middle is important. And then the third thing is the practical stuff. We have four questions in the book. Three of the questions kind of fall out of the biblical story, I think, pretty cleanly. And then a fourth question, I think, comes from what it means to be made in the image of God. But we encourage Christians, as they look at their local communities, their own spheres of influence, their own opportunities, to ask these four questions. First of all, what's good that we can protect and promote? Christians should champion the good, the true, and the beautiful, whether it's art, whether it's religious liberty, whether it's human dignity. We should always be about championing the good. Secondly, what's missing that we can contribute? Great stories throughout history of believers who just look, and because of their God-given creativity, their God-given care and entrepreneurship, were able to say, you know what, if this were only invented, or if this idea, if this law were in place, remember, for example, the Magna Carta, which we celebrated the 800th anniversary, this idea that the king is responsible to the law, the king doesn't make the law. I mean, what a remarkable idea that the world was missing that was contributed. What is missing that we can contribute? The third one is what's evil that we can stop. Sometimes Christians find themselves in the flow of history, standing there, yelling, stop, stop, stop. Kind of like that character in Pilgrim's Progress. Wilberforce said slavery must stop. And today's one of the stories we have in the book, Lila Rose, great activist for unborn children. Abortion must stop. Those that are dealing with sex trafficking, a whole bunch of organizations. Reggie Littlejohn, looking at forced abortions in China and the denigration of women in China. This has to stop. And then finally, what is broken that we can restore? And I think the most obvious answer to that is there's a bunch of relationships between fathers and children, between husbands and wives, between Christians and their community. Christians should be the ones reconciling relationships. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, God was in Christ reconciling men to himself and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So those of us that are reconciled are to become agents of reconciliation. And that has to do with restoring and redeeming and renewing things that are broken.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.